Staff Sergeant Dave Brown of the Peace Regional Police and the RCMP joins us on the line. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. It was just a little while ago that we were talking about the Shaftesbury fire and how the fact that the evacuations had to be undertaken. I guess generally, sir, how did things go as far as the response to the fire is concerned from the RCMP's perspective?
Yeah, well, as you know, members of the Peace River and other regional RCMP detachments, as well as various agencies under the Sheriff's Branch, assisted with evacuations of residents in the path of the fire within the evacuation zone, as well as providing notice to those in the evacuation alert areas. So the community came together in tremendous fashion to help one another during the fire, and we thank all those residents in the evacuation zone who complied with the evacuation orders so that we could ensure that everyone remained safe. Listen, we understand in these situations that protection of your property is second only to protection of family and loved ones, right? So given how little time some residents have to prepare during an evacuation, we're just urging everyone to keep their property secure unless of a target to thieves at all times, right? We encourage you to visit the RCMP and Alberta YouTube channel and just check out the Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design playlist. Features a series of videos outlining some very basic but effective ways to keep your home and property safe and secure. And I mean, we know these situations can happen fast and unfold quickly. I mean, this fire was a prime example of that. It kicked up very quickly and spread very quickly as well. So it's a good idea to have an emergency kit stocked with supplies like water, food, battery packs for your cell phone charger for your vehicle, and then to have that Alberta Wildfire app downloaded on your mobile devices as well.
I'm gathering, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Staff Sergeant, people were receptive, including the evacuation of the Peace Regional Correctional Center. How was everybody in following orders and helping out make the transition smoothly, as it were?
Yeah, by and large, everyone came together to help us out as far as that goes. And then, of course, there was a threat from the fire to the correctional center. And like I say, the RCMP detachments regionally, not just ours, but also members of the sheriff's branch, including the Peace River Traffic Sheriffs and Fish and Wildlife, came together to assist with that evacuation effort, which was an enormous undertaking. So.
I'm sure emergency plans are always put in place, especially with authorities like the RCMP. Is there or have there been meetings to say, okay, we did very well with this. What could we possibly do that could possibly be better or smoother for next time around, especially since we live in a forested area?
Yeah, and typically after any kind of incident of this nature, right, we have a debrief and meet with all the stakeholders to discuss how things went and where improvements could be in the future and what have you. I mean, the nature of where we live means that these situations are going to be dynamic and each situation is going to be unique in the way it unfolds. But I'm proud to say that all the emergency services came together to provide an effective response, right, and minimize the loss of property and no loss of life, which is phenomenal. So.
I guess I hate to sound harsh with this question, even though it's a little bit of a scary situation with a lot of people that they have been displaced. But from the RCMP's perspective, do you think it was good to have an event like this happen so that it sort of keeps up to date with emergency protocol from residents, from authorities, from the RCMP, from the fire departments, all the people combined? Do you think it's sort of good to have this event happen and keep it up to date with it?
Well, I mean, you never wish for something like this to happen, for sure. But, as with anything, right, every opportunity there is to practice a response that is combined, right, enhances our ability to provide service the next time. So we can always take lessons, from an event. And of course that, prepares us better for the next event as well. Of course there are tabletop exercises that happen throughout the year where, service providers come together, to prepare, for events like this. So it's not as though these sorts of things take us by surprise, right? There is planning and preparation that goes, along with it. But of course, from every actual event that we have the opportunity to work with one another in the field, and of course, make sure that the service we're providing is top-notch.
I appreciate this. Staff Sergeant Dave Brown from the Peace Regional RCMP. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.